With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search continues today for some 160 people still missing as a result of those tragic flash floods over the weekend along the Guadalupe River in the Hill Country of Texas. Meanwhile, Governor Greg Abbott is vowing to continue the search until all of the victims are found. And he says that they will do all they can to find anybody alive, if that's possible. Virginia's governor among those expressing gratitude to all the Texas rescue crews.
These people are family to us.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tells reporters his family and some friends were among those saved by Swiftwater rescue crews and the Texas National Guard during flooding in Texas last week.
What happened in the wee hours of the morning on Friday has been devastating. The loss of life is just shocking.
His wife, Virginia First Lady Suzanne Youngkin's family, has Texas connections and was stranded while vacationing at the family's property on the Guadalupe River. Audio courtesy WWBT. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia continues its aerial bombardments of Ukraine. An update from Charles A. Ledesma.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia fired a record 728 Shahed and decoy drones at Ukraine overnight, as well as 13 missiles. The latest escalation amid mounting Russian aerial attacks.
President Trump says no progress was made on the Russia-Ukraine war during a phone call with Vladimir Putin.
After complaining last week that the Biden administration spent too much on defending Ukraine, President Trump said the U.S. will send them more weapons. He said he's not happy with Vladimir Putin and the Russians.
So we're sending some defensive weapons to Ukraine, and I've approved that.
His decision is a dramatic reversal from earlier promises to quickly end the Russia-Ukraine war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. More Christian music is crossing over, as Michael Harrington reports.
Songs that are hits on the contemporary Christian charts are now invading the mainstream. Brandon Lake's hard-fought Hallelujah spent 19 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Forrest Frank's song Your Way Is Better has been up there for 10 weeks. Contemporary Christian music is also enjoying a lot more streaming on Spotify, increasing by 60% around the world since 2020. Experts are not sure exactly why such tunes are so popular right now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a falling birth rate in the U.S., a new AP NORC poll finds most people do not want the government to focus on the problem. Instead, respondents want the government to focus on reducing child care expenses and improving maternal health. The survey reveals only 12% think encouraging more births should be a high priority. 62% do not. The poll also reveals about 4 in 10 Americans consider fertility treatments to be too expensive. This is SRN News. An appeals court throws out a rule that was supposed to make it easier to cancel things like streaming subscriptions.
The Federal Trade Commission's so-called click-to-cancel rule was announced in 2024 with the goal of making it just as easy to cancel something as it was to enroll. It was set to take effect in a few days, but the court Tuesday said the federal agency had not done a proper regulatory analysis of the rule. That's required when the impact on the economy is more than $100 million.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. For the first time in almost 20 years, travelers may no longer be required to take off their shoes when checking in at the airport. The Transportation Security Administration is looking to abandon that requirement. If implemented, the changes would put an end to a security screening mandate that was first put in place almost 20 years ago, several years after the so-called shoe bomber Richard Reed's attempt to take down a flight from Paris to Miami with explosives hidden in his shoes. More details at srnnews.com.